The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're listening to America's Web Radio, and you're listening to the show Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Once again, another week has passed in this amazing country. And how has it passed? Well, it's passed kind of interestingly. There's a whole host of things that went on again this week that shows that the democracy is breaking up like oil in a bath of dawn. But it's interesting. You know, this week I was so inspired that I decided to bring back what I'm now going to call the Rhyme Time Shorts instead of the real Rhyme Time. So without any further ado, because we got a lot to cover this week, we got to cover the craziness, the importation of craziness, the craziness that's running this country, and the insanity that is throughout our complete devastating blue states. So without any further ado, let's head into Rhyme Time Shorts. In the age of Aquarius, once so divine, where stars had aligned and spirits did untwine, but now it seems the magic lost its shine, and those in charge are too old, they have run out of time. Once upon a time in America, the future looked bright, with visions of peace in the day and the night. But now we're stuck in a world full of strife, where leaders are lost, and hope is nowhere in life. The age of Aquarius, once a beacon of hope, now feels like a dream. We fell down the Biden slippery slope. The people in power, with their greed and their grime, have tarnished the promise of this celestial land and time. In the land that used to be the free and the home of the brave, it's hard to believe that democracy we're still fighting to save. The ideals we once held so dear and so true, but now we've lost. They seem distant. They're forgotten in the rear view. The age of Aquarius, oh, where did it go? Did it vanish like mist in the morning's warm glow? Or was it indeed stolen away by those who conspire to keep us all in chains as they stoke the Emerald City fire? But fear not, dear friends, for all may not be lost. Though the road may be rough and the price steep, may be cost. For the power lies within us to change the progressive course and reclaim the magic with stalwart courage and force. So let's rise up together and take back our fate and rebuild this nation and the world before it's too late. For the age of Aquarius may have lost its sheen, but with sanity and Drano, the swamp, we can make it gleam. In the annals of history, a grim tale unfolds of a day when democracy trembled and justice shivered in the cold. January 6th, a date we won't soon forget, when a lynch mob of congressmen stormed the Capitol, filled with malice and fret. A lynch mob they were, with chaos in their beady eyes. They drove a false narrative, driven by falsehoods and dangerous lies. The committee members breached the halls of power with violence and rage, a dark stain on our collective memories, on our nation's once proud stage. But justice, it seems, has been slow to arrive, and those who incited the lynch mob continued to strive. But exculpatory evidence they chose to withhold, as if truth could be bartered, and there justice was sold. But the wheels of justice they sometimes grind too slow but fine, and those responsible for this hearing debacle must answer in due time. For the rule of law cannot be just a phrase. It's a foundation of this country, and on which a just society stays. No one is above it, not even those on committees in power, and those who defiled it must face the grim reaper's power hour. They must be held accountable for their deeds were so vile, and to face the consequences of their knowingly false actions in the court's trial. So let justice be served without fear or favor, for the sake of our nation, for the sake of our neighbor. The January 6th lynch mob committee must be made to see that in a land of laws, there is no place for tyranny. Thank you. Thank you very much. So on to the main show. You know, we listened to what I like to call the State of the Onion this week. And why is it the state of the onion? Because it stunk. It really, really stunk. You know, I'm outraged when I analyze the State of the Union, where I don't know how many of you saw this or how many reported on it, but I'm pretty sure they did not. There was a Gold Star father who was in the audience, Steve Nakui. He was arrested because he shouted out about Abby Gate. Why Abby Gate, you might ask? Well, for those of you who were asleep in a coma, Abby Gate was where the 13 Gold Star parents were formed. The 13 Gold Star parents and families. Because our incompetent military couldn't figure out how to abandon Afghanistan without killing Americans, of course. So he was upset. He was angry. And he's got no answers from our government. So Karim Nakui, where his son was killed at Abbey Gate in the incompetence of military leaders of the Biden administration, because Biden himself wanted that date. He wanted to be out. He was actually arrested, Mr. Nakui. Why? Why was he arrested? I am baffled by the misuse and abuse of our criminal justice system. It's out of control. This is a symptom of the left-wing revolution to destroy America. People have heckled people before, involved in outrageous behavior against Trump, his cabinet members, in restaurants, getting in their faces. Restaurateurs complained. No one did anything. No one was ever held responsible for heckling Donald Trump. No one was ever arrested for heckling a Republican. But yet somehow or another, this Gold Star father is yanked out of the State of the Union and arrested. But to even make the story worse, a second son of his committed suicide as a result of his first son being killed because he couldn't deal with it, because of the Biden administration incompetence. And he's arrested. And you haven't heard anything from Biden. This is enough. We have to take a stand, America. This is our 1776 moment. We have to relive it again. We cannot allow this to continue to go on. No justice, no peace. I think we said that beforehand, didn't we? In different circumstances. And I think the conservatives of this country now have to take up that mantra. It was very effective. And now I think it has to be very effective again. It is the time to step up. No longer conservatives of this country can be pacifists. I'm sorry. That time is over. That is done. That they clearly must stand up. They are being blamed for everything, flipping the script. The Democrats are masters of messaging. I mean, we are just, listen, they have the, you know, they have blamed the Republicans now for defunding the police, for the riots, for the BLM riots, for all the terrorist attacks, for the world blowing up the way it is, for the invasion in Ukraine. They've even blamed the Republicans for athlete's foot. But the outrage must stop. We have to stop it. So, over the weekend, I don't know how many of you saw this or it was reported on, because they don't report when he stumbles, bumbles. The old Joe Biden was back. And honestly, conspiracy theory number 3047, that was a Biden double at the State of the Union. Well, that guy was so juiced up, he was on high test. He was on jet fuel. I would love to know what they gave him. But let's just do another rewrite of history. Okay? He said that this country was built by illegal migrants. Another rewrite of history, perhaps? Another redefinition of words? But I thought, wait a second, we weren't allowed to use the word illegal migrants or illegal invaders. Weren't they now newcomers? Well, how come he didn't say the country was built by newcomers? Because it doesn't get the narrative. That's why. You can engage in any type of statement or comment without question by the lack of lame mainstream media. This was the watchdog of America, and they become the lapdog, the laughing stock of the world. The builders of this country is an insult. The people who built this country, what he said over the weekend, was an insult to them, to every hardworking American who came here legally and signed that book, came into Ellis Island, and were checked and vetted. Why? Because they came here because they needed to get America running, right? Because we brought people in. We want to bring people in, but we want to bring the right people. We want to bring people from cultures that are can assimilate into America. Okay? You want to elect this imbecile who doesn't even know how this country was formed, and he thinks that the Constitution is just some pesky old document that needs to be disregarded in all its glory? Well, just keep fighting Biden. Yeah, vote Biden. Yeah, fighting Biden. I will tell you something, President Biden. You have become, and in my opinion, the disgusting, despicable old man that you claim to be. And the people who actually are running this country are worse than you. Because quite frankly, I don't think you have a clue what's going on. And at least you come out. Well, sometimes. But the people behind the scene in the Emerald City, they're behind the curtain. And no one sees them. And those are the people who are running the country. And the facts that you don't even, the facts that you can't even remember, that you can't even get straight as to who built this great country, there's no consequence for you. Nothing. If Donald Trump said it was 12:02 and 30 seconds, and it actually happened at 12:02 and 29 seconds, the media would be making a giant fuss about it. Be headline news in the Wall Street Journal, in the Washington Post. But nothing. You are held accountable for nothing. And quite frankly, we got to stop. The Republicans have to stop saying about his age. It is not about his age. It is not about his age. Get that through your thick skulls. Because your messaging sucks to begin with. It's about his incompetence. I don't care if he's 150. If he's got all his marbles and can run the country, congratulations. You can run for president. But when the Easter Bunny last year had to tell you which way to go, when you can't take questions, oh, I can't take any questions, I'm going to get in trouble. You are supposedly the free world's leader. Who is going to get you in trouble? What? I just don't get that. I just don't get that. And what's even more amazing is Friday night last week, last Friday night, at Air Force One, he wasn't on yet. He hadn't fallen up the steps yet. He admitted that illegal is what this person was who murdered Lakin Riley. Okay? This was beyond the doubt. We are now redefining the laws. We are now redefining the words. Illegal immigrants, it has a specific meaning, not some confluence of a warped post-apocalyptic reality. So our genius in chief or the wizard in the White House goes and apologizes to the alleged murderer because he said he should have never called him an illegal. But did he call Lakin Riley's parents and apologize to them for letting in Ibarra, the alleged murderer, until he's convicted? Right? And I say that with all due respect. He never apologized to the parents, nor does he mention her other than when goaded by Marjorie Taylor Greene. And honestly, when you have to respond to MTG, you're in a real sad case of a human being. Okay? Let me get the real story behind the criminals. Okay? You want to talk about criminals in this country now? Here. He talked about January 6th at the State of the Union. What the hell is that doing in there? As if it was World War III? Okay? Yet an illegal alien that he let into this country kills a college student in Georgia. Add that to his tab. 13 dead. 3 other soldiers. Green Beret. The list is going to go on and on. And now, I understand as of this morning, a Haitian immigrant, and I'm going to cover that a little later, who Biden flew in directly from Haiti to the United States. Into JFK, in fact. But let me get back to, I digress for a second. So let's get back to the January 6th. Somebody needs to straighten this country out. There's only one man to do it right now. I don't care what you think of his personal life. I don't care what you think of what he did. I don't care whether you want to have a beer with him, whether you want to hang out with him. But I can assure you, if Biden gets in for another 4 years, this country is finished. You might as well just roll it up, throw it away, because you're in the fourth quarter right now. And if they win, the game is over for America. Great experiment. Sorry it failed. This is the end of America because they are basically changing the culture. You cannot change the culture in a matter of 3 or 4 or 8 years. Culture evolves, and we have evolved a love for life. We have evolved a mutual respect for others. And in general, not for nothing, but this is a pretty good society. not for nothing, or it was a good society. And now you have here, gosh, I don't even know how to put this. It's just, you know, you had Robert Hur testify this week about Biden. And I'll jump back to the January 6th maybe later. Because there's exculpatory evidence coming out now about the fact that they talked to his driver. Remember that whole routine about he tried to turn back and grab the wheel, and Hutchinson testified to that? Well, it turns out apparently that's an entire lie, like the rest of the January 6th lynch mob. Where were all the truth finders? Where were all the people looking for the truth? Where were all the fact finders? Where were the investigative reporters? Oh, that's right. We only investigate the anonymous sources now. So here's what happened. Robert Hur testifies before Congress on his report about Biden. And I can tell you, it was amazing to see a guy run the entire day down a fence, straight down the fence. God, his crotch must have been killing him by the end of the day. So he literally said that Biden was incompetent to be tried, but competent to run the country. Now, he said he knowingly took classified documents. He said that he was not incompetent to run the country. Well, if you are not incompetent and you took the classified documents knowingly, isn't that the crime? But you know what he laid his hat on, which was really interesting? This was really key for me. You know, normally you can't have your cake and eat it, except in Washington. You can eat your cake and then save that cake for later. Somehow that's miraculous. But it became very 100% clear, okay? There's no justice system anymore in this country. It's done. It's finished. The equal application of the law was the basis of the justice system. Under all circumstances, it's not being taken seriously. It's not even being taken at all. It's not even being applied. It has disappeared as a foundation and a pillar of this country. And you know what happens when you take a pillar out from something? It falls. This is the downfall, the disappearance of America. Okay? We're done. In 3 years, we have been finito, as I guess they call it. It's apparent. But what he testified to was bizarre. He kind of said that, first of all, the whole thing about her bringing up, you know, Bo Biden and his death was a complete lie, a fabrication. But I guess you didn't hear that on the other media stations when they apologized for it. No, they would not. On Rachel Maddow and Joyless Behar and all the other Joyless Reid. No. They wouldn't do that. They would never apologize for lying to you because that's what they do daily. Remember that. And then one of the best highlights for me was Adam Schiff questioning Robert Hur about being misinformed and malicious and listening to the imbecile empty head. You know, the other one was J-Bob, which was hysterical. It has nothing to do with reality. They kept trying to get him to admit that he exonerated the president. And how many times did he say, no, I did not exonerate him? What I brought out of that hearing, unfortunately, is Biden broke the law. Okay, but having Schiff question him about truthfulness was so funny to me. For 4 years, he jumped up and down about Russia and Trump being an agent. And that bobblehead kept yelling about it. I got the evidence right here. The clear facts of the report and everything. And the guy, he lied. But he was never held responsible. Because why? Because he has a D next to his name. And that's the get out of jail card that everybody wants. The D. Get the D and you're good. You can do anything you want. And that's what I think really came out of that hearing. You know, what's unrealistic is that the detached Democratic congressmen and women on the committee misunderstood completely is without saying the quiet part out loud. Robert Hur clearly indicated that Biden had broke the law, had taken the documents knowingly. He had violated the statute, the same one that Trump is being prosecuted under. But he engaged in something that is most bizarre to say that a jury would not convict him. Why? Because it was brought in Washington. And in Washington, what do you have? You have the Democratic zealot population. So you could never convict a Democrat of anything in Washington. End of story. It's a bizarre standard, but this was the standard that Robert Hur took. He said, because I couldn't get a conviction, I can't charge him. Okay, that's great. That's fantastic. So in other words, not a freaking Democrat in Washington will ever be charged for any of the crimes they committed. Oh, that's right. Wait a second. That's true. That's true. So if you willfully retain classified material, you broke the law. When you fail to explain how a Senator Biden had removed classified documents from the secure SCIF, you broke the law. Which, first of all, not only did he have permission, he didn't have permission to take him as a senator. He didn't even have permission to possess them outside of the SCIF. But he literally had the time, and he took them. And he discussed them with his ghostwriter. He took the documents. End of story, right? Okay. Why is that important? Well, because it's a violation of the law. The same one that Trump's being charged with, right? So if you're going to charge one guy, you didn't go after Hillary. She destroyed evidence that was under subpoena. But you're going after Trump for documents as presidential records. The Presidential Records Act protects him. So I'm failing to understand how they're doing it. But I know why they're doing this. Because they don't want the American people to choose who they want. They want to choose for the American people. Because Joe Biden is a nice old guy who has no memory, he's off the hook. That's literally what Hur was saying. But he's okay to run the country. So where is the standard of justice? Because I'm confused. There is no standard. That's right. Welcome to the real world now. You know, most prosecutors, most people who are law professors, proffer and opine that the facts in the prosecution under what Biden did is 1,000% better for a conviction than under what Trump did in the document case. The only difference is that in Washington, convicting the Democrat is impossible. In fact, in most situations, the last 7 years, convicting a Democrat of anything is impossible. So the country's gone off the rails, and I've said it before. It's completely abysmal. Its performance, it's ridiculous. For its own citizens, they're hard and tough. But if you're an elite class, you're okay. An illegal invader into this country, you're treated better than minorities in this country. And that, my friends, is a sad fact. Schools in minority neighborhoods have been closed because of lack of funding. But yet, miraculously, under the Biden administration, there's funding to open them up immediately. And now they're housing illegal aliens. Wow. Figure that. Stick that in your hat and smoke it. Or stick that in your pipe, I should say. Don't smoke your hat. Although, lately, if you're driving around on the highways, you can get high just by people ahead of you smoking dope as they're driving. This country is becoming a cesspool. A basic, disgusting cesspool of political malfeasance. This administration has turned into a free fest. But what is that? It's incredible. It is incredible how every time the single congressman in California, these people open up their mouths and to speak in a completely absurd act of circumstances, ideas, guidance for the rest of the world. How is it that the imbeciles in Congress can't figure out that Congress needs to differentiate between foreign adversaries owning, and I'm jumping around here, but now I'm talking about the social media. We're talking about TikTok here, and I'll jump into that a little later on. That bill actually passed that TikTok has to disband or disembark or disembowel itself from the Chinese government and the Chinese military or get banned in the United States. But somehow or another, I don't think either of those is going to happen. But what I thought was amazing is that you had a lot of these Democratic imbeciles from California and the rest of the country come out and say, well, if you regulate one of the platforms, you have to regulate all of them. What part can they not differentiate from owned by China against America, an adversary, versus owned by Americans who are idiots anyway, who want to destroy America also? But the fact that Eric Swalwell has taken a stand against the rest of the world in favor of China, that shouldn't be a surprise based on his sleeping affair with Fang Fang and Nancy Pelosi driving around with a foreign spy as a driver why does any of this surprise us? You know, how amazingly stupid can our government be? When we, the people, we elected these people, we are currently, they're currently serving in Congress and in the Senate at our behest, and they cannot differentiate between foreign-owned social media platforms versus American platforms. I mean, they do dumb things all day long, but what's interesting is China does not allow TikTok and that crap floating through the airs to American brains in their country. Their TikTok is completely different. They show things educational. So here's the demographic for your average TikToker. They're completely dumb, stupid, completely clueless. They can be easily manipulated like metal shavings with a magnet. Give them something to look at, and they're completely in your control. It's amazing. They have won in America without even firing a shot at the Chinese. So let's focus on the world for a second, because now we're in the political season. Now we know who are the presumptive nominees. It's Donald Trump for the Republican side in this corner, in the red corner, and in the blue corner, it's the shell of Joe Biden and the people backing him. The handlers. In the blue side, it's the handlers and Joe Biden as the lead puppet. So let's focus for a second. So under Joe Biden, you know, I was trying to figure out, let's see the Joe Biden accomplishments. Okay. So there are those of you on the left that'll tell me, you know, you're always picking on Joe. You're always, you know, you always say he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I really don't. You know, I think he's a nice guy. I really do. He's a nice old guy. And everything about him is okay. I have no problem with him. I have a problem with him running the country. That's the problem. So what we have underneath Joe Biden, you know, just something that just crossed my mind for a second here. You know, I guess I'm under the Biden influence, is do clouds ever look down on us and say, hey, that one looks like an idiot? Well, guess what? They would be flown over Washington. So here's what goes on, okay, in America, all right? So here we go. We don't pay attention to laws anymore. Biden administration has exempted itself from laws. Well, that's great. That's fantastic, okay? So under his new program, as of January 24, okay, we have let in 357,000 migrants. That's awesome. 74,000 Cubans, 138,000 Haitians that we just flew over here. Now, 58,000 Nicaraguans, 86,000 Venezuelans. So I'm wondering, when they come over here, when they vet them, you know, because of course Biden tells you, you know, we know everything about these people when they get here because we vet them. Yeah, this is kind of like them telling us out of the $330 million that we're sending over to Haiti, that they have things in place to make sure it doesn't fall into the hands of the tyrants. Uh-huh. How'd that work out in Afghanistan for us $88 billion later? So Biden Airways flies 138,000 Haitians paroled into the country. And what happens? Oh, gee, look at this. A Haitian flown in by the Biden Airways, direct from Haiti to JFK, and then finds his way up to Massachusetts. And what does he do in Massachusetts? He rapes a 15-year-old girl. How do you explain this to their parents? Oh, migrants don't commit more crime than any other American. But they're not supposed to be here. If they commit one crime, that's one crime more than they should have been. So I'm wondering, when the Biden administration flies them over here, do they have like an application? And on the application, it says a box when they bring them here. What crime are you qualified to commit in America? Please check all boxes that apply. If additional space is needed, please steal some paper. That's what the application says. So what we're going to do is take a short break, and I'm going to continue with the absurd Biden administration doodah. Stand by.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about Biden Airways and how we bring in Haitian criminals and what the application probably looked like. But the absurd continues. It manifests itself in unmitigated way. The Biden administration is completely out of control. And we've let this happen. We've let this happen. For 3 years now, this has been going on. And the media has been hiding it from you. And they're literally destroying America. They're destroying it as we stand here. You know, it's time to step up. It's time to fight back. Yeah, it's time to do that. It's time for civil disobedience and voter turnout. Voter turnout. We got to get on the voting. Okay? Now, hopefully, with some of the changes they made in the RNC, okay, maybe we will understand that the Democrats are masters. They are masters at messaging, and they are masters at ballot harvesting. And we got to catch up, folks. If you intend to have a Republican Party in this country, and I'm not sure even now that we should, but being that it is here for the time being, we need to step it up. They need to get their game heads in the game. It's time. Okay? So let's do this. Let's look at the Biden accomplishments, okay? Because they always talk about the Trump accomplishments, lower gas prices, higher energy production, energy independence, great economy, lowest unemployment, economic recovery zones that he set up that no one ever talks about. No one ever talks about that in our inner cities, where he gave the most money to historically black colleges of any president. Not what Biden tells you, but this is what Trump did. So let's go to what his accomplishments were. So he's made some amazing accomplishments. Three wars, okay? And those of you who are still on the left and clueless under Biden, we have closed six embassies. Count them. Six embassies under the tutelage of Joseph Biden. Oh, the adults are back in the room, are they? Please, please, please. I was just going to say something else, but the chaos in the world is palpable under Biden. Why? Because he doesn't know what he's doing. How much clearer do we have to make it? And forget about him. The idiots that he has around him don't know what they're doing. Now, where's our Secretary of the Air Force? Wait a second. No, Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Where's he? Is he on maternity leave again? Wheels are falling off aircraft. Doors are falling off aircraft. Boeing, we had a whistleblower. Miraculously, he committed suicide. Shot himself. Wonder how that happened. Nah, no conspiracy theory here. So they let the adults back in the room. The chaos is palpable. Quite frankly, folks, the adults are getting slaughtered here. We've become the laughing stock of the world. How do you close six embassies under this genius? This is just incredible. And we're coming up on the Haiti closing, too. Wait for that one. Because I don't know if you've been under that rock again, but Haiti's out of control. It's going crazy. Yeah, that's always been a real hotspot of sanity. But let's bring in 138,000 of their people. That ought to help the mix with the rest of the criminals of the world that are pouring over the border. And let's not forget the 30,000 or 40,000 Chinese dissidents who were coming in at the behest of the Chinese government. You know, why is it that this morning there was a car fire by the Lincoln Memorial and everybody thought it was a bomb? Wouldn't have anything to do with Christopher Wray testifying that all the red lights are blinking and that we're in for a big one. Did that stump anybody? You know, I got to tell you, the mainstream media, they're not talking about any of this. They're not talking about the genius in the White House. Oh, he's most energetic. Red Bulls. Red Bull. He'd need 1,000 Red Bulls. He couldn't drink enough in a year. But instead, no. They're the never Trump pedestal people. They look at the common people and they laugh about the fact that Americans are horrified by the border being wide open. And once again, our government has gone rogue in releasing the I keep repeating myself, 138,000 unvetted illegals from Haiti into the United States. We literally flew them from Haiti into our country. Our government is refusing to tell the Senate or the Congress what airports these people were flown to. How is that possible? The most transparent administration in history. No, because they're not. But the media is not telling you that either. Is it? They're not telling you anything. This is outrageous. How do we get through this? How do we do this? And let me just continue on here, okay? The Trump train derails the oncoming train of the Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, her boy toy, okay? On Wednesday this week, 6 counts of the indictment against Trump and the co-conspirators were dismissed by Judge Scott McAfee. But you know what? On Wednesday, I thought something was suspicious. Because outright, that case is as thin as a nanometer. It is, you can see through it. That's how thin it is. As the conspiracy theory fades. But what I was stunned by is he didn't give out his second decision until this morning. Now, I haven't had occasion to read it yet, but I've skimmed through it. It's about 23 pages. And somehow or another, and this is really, really kind of strange. I understand. Listen, I've looked at this judge, and far be it for me to disparage some judge who, you know, basically I don't know other than what I read about. Okay. But here's what happens. Basically, his decision today said, the way I read it, because I watched the testimony, I watched what was going on in that case, and I'm outraged by it. He basically said that the DA is now free to lie, cheat, and still prosecute under the get Trump at any cost doctrine. That's what I found here. The political revelations are just all over the system. Judge Scott McAfee's background. Let me give you that background for you. And this I just found out. This is pretty amazing to me. He joined the office of the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. Okay. April 2015. Guess who he worked under? Fannie Willis, in the complex trial division. He worked for Fannie Willis, okay? Interesting. Now, she was later elected the Fulton County District Attorney. Now, when I heard the testimony in court, it was the largest pile of crap that I have seen coming out of the mouths of witnesses of Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, and his business partner that I've ever seen in a courthouse in 35 years of doing this. But clearly, Judge Scott McAfee, who understands he's running, okay, he is running for office for re-election in 4 months now, he understands that, and he says, I'm going to make a political calculation. I'm going to allow Fannie Willis to make a decision. Either she can keep Wade or get rid of him, or she can stay on the case. So he basically decided, well, yeah, your testimony may have been lies and it may have been deceitful and it may have been completely off kilter. But you know what? I'm running for office and I don't want you to disparage me in a pretty much Democratic, heavily Democratic jurisdiction because I want to be reelected. So even though he says I want to keep it non-political, it's political. So now in Fulton County, Georgia, a prosecutor who lies, who cannot be trusted to prosecute people allegedly to have committed crimes of lying. Even Mr. Spock would say this decision was illogical. Just, if you don't believe the testimony of the other people and you want to believe Fonny and Nathan Wade, how about the cell phone data? How do you get around that when they claim they weren't together and the cell phone data says they were? Well, that's interesting. That was a point. But you just disregard that because he said, I don't believe the cell phone data is what the witness testified to, right? Mr. Wade, I don't believe it. And Fonny Willis, listen, she is an elected official, and this is the problem in America. People like her who get up and pretend to be judicious and pretend to be objective are nothing more than political hacks. So this is the most bizarre decision I have seen in many, 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 35 years to be exact, as I've ever seen. But no one seems to care because it's Donald Trump. As long as it's Donald Trump, that's okay. You can go after him. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's okay. All right? So we don't have a problem with that. So, you know, this is the old Socrates would say, cut the baby in half. So you can stay on the case if you get rid of your lover. Well, wait a second. Why are you getting rid of the lover? If you believe their testimony, then he should be able to stay on. And quite frankly, as I explained to someone this morning, I said, I don't particularly care whether they had a relationship or not, or why he was chosen or anything else. But when you get to the courthouse and you lie about it, and you lie about it in Wade's matrimonial, that I have a problem with. Because as a prosecutor, you are held to a high standard. Truth. You're the truth seeker. You're not the prosecutor. You're not the inquisitor. You are the truth seeker. And how is it that Nathan Wade, an attorney who should not have been here, quite frankly, should have been disqualified from day one, was in the grand jury? Well, if he's being thrown off, I'm confused by this decision completely. But because it's Trump, we're just going to gloss right over it. We're just going to continue full throttle. How that office is not tainted from this lying is bizarre. But judges up for election in 4 months. Good luck. Good luck, Fulton County. Yep. Elect your officials carefully because what one day may be your issue is one day going to be your issue. Today it's Trump's issue, but he's standing in front of you. He's between them and you, and you better wake up to that fact. So this was, in my personal opinion, and undoubtedly a political decision. It's not a judicial decision, in my view. It makes further mockery of the judicial system as it stands now in this country. It constitutes a clear and concise use of what I have come to call lawfare against Donald Trump. Now, here's another fun fact. Talk about Donald Trump for a quick second here. You know, Judge McAfee said he was not able to see the actual conflict of interest against Fonny Willis. It just smacks of the political corruption. It's just another nail in the coffin of the judicial system, the fairness. It's gone. It's clear to me. The prosecutor's district attorney's office in this case comes into court, lies through their teeth. It is so acrimonious to the court, and I wondered why at the time she was so boisterous and so disrespectful to the court, waving her finger around at the other counsel and calling him a liar, and the judge just let it go. That would have never happened in any other courtroom. At least it shouldn't, but it did. Now I understand, because it's a blatant miscarriage of this bizarre form of justice. How is it possible that a district attorney who lies in court can now bring charges against someone she's alleging lied? This is just too bizarre. You know, Georgia racketeering conspiracy charges is thin as like see-through, like I said before, it's less than a nanometer. You know, this is real improvisational jurisprudence. You know, how do you come up with something like this? It's very creative, I give them that much. You know, but you know what? We need to step up. We need to start to fight back here. We really do. Because if not, we've lost this country. And that's where we are right now. It's another example of what goes on when there are no consequences for bad behavior. Let me give you another example of what happened. I guess it was yesterday in New York, okay? The disintegration of New York. There are three things I want to get to before the end. Now, Kings County yesterday, we've gone completely wild again. They follow Bragg's DA's office down the stupidity highway And lately, it was a two-lane highway. I think it's becoming a six-lane highway now in New York. Okay, the insanity of this country has gone completely full-blown. Okay, they say never go full-blown special, for those of you who can't use that R word. Let me introduce to you New York, Manhattan, and I should say Kings County. In Brooklyn yesterday, a guy pulls out a gun on a subway. Another subway crime. But thank goodness, Kathy Hochul put 1,000 law enforcement officers, 750 National Guard, 250 state troopers, on top of surging the Metropolitan Transportation Police. Great. How's that working out? So they're all standing there checking Joe suit and tie and the 90-year-old grandmother's bag for what? For bombs? For what? For change? And a guy gets on the subway with a gun. Gee, it's not in his backpack. Let's be really intelligent here. Where do you keep your gun? Always in your backpack, right? The stupidity is beyond belief. It's like feather dusting, you know, in a windstorm. It's not working out, okay? You can put all the lipstick on this pig and fly it around, but guess what? The pig don't fly, and it doesn't make it a mink stole. So here we go. So this guy pulls out a gun, goes to shoot someone, has a fight with this guy on the subway. The guy he starts with, he disarms the guy, pulls the gun out of the guy's hand, gets it away. And there was some video. It wasn't clear what exactly happened. You did hear the shots. But the guy who was about to be shot grabbed the gun out of the guy who brought the gun to the fight and shot him, and he gets arrested for gun charges. Let me say that again. The guy who took the weapon away from the bad guy who was trying to shoot him and then shot the bad guy is arrested. Bad guy's in critical condition. Oh, why is he being arrested? Is this another Jose Alvarez moment where we arrest the victim? Why is New York so screwed up? And why is New York not working? 1,000 other police officers, National Guard, 750, 250, state troopers, and we can't get the guy with the gun. Why is that? Because you're looking in people's purses and in their backpacks. We have really no sense of justice anymore in this country. I think it's time to get out of the blue states, leave them to our own demise. It's ridiculous. The idiocy is astounding. It's just bizarre. These are the same people that says the Second Amendment is the problem, not the criminal. Well, that's why they can't get the guy with the gun, because he didn't pay attention to their gun laws. Oh, what a surprise. This is the current insanity of the ruling party of the Democrats. Pay attention, New York. Pay attention in the country, because this is what's coming to your blue cities all over the place, because it's out of control. So where are we now? Let's go back to our inflation nation. So wait a second. We just gave $300 million to the multinational support group in Haiti and $33 million directly to Haiti. But I forgot to tell you guys that they're currently in charge of Haiti right now is a guy by the name of Barbecue. I'm not making this up. Guy's name is Barbecue. He has a nickname for burning his enemies alive. That's just fantastic. But have no fear, people of the United States, your $300 million plus will be well spent, because they've said they have safeguards in place to make sure none of the money gets into the criminals' hands. Are we kidding ourselves? This government couldn't even get out of its own way, let alone police $333 million going to Haiti. Oh, my God. That's your money, folks. You want to know what's going on in this country? Welcome to the country. Take that $333 million, flush it down the toilet. Or better yet, why don't we give it to our minorities and keep their schools open? Or maybe, wait, I got a better idea. Give it to our homeless. Give it to our veterans. No, it's much better spent in Haiti with Barbecue in charge. Oh, my God. Inflation Nation. Oh, fortunately, Janet Yellen regrets saying that inflation was transitory. Let me just make this clear. Duh. And she says the inflation deflation may not be so smooth. Oh, there's another shocker, huh? Does that mean we're in for the same stupid inflation that Joe Biden calls that it's going down because of his terrible government policies and spending billions and billions of dollars that we put into the economy as free-flowing cash? No, couldn't be. So the stock market's going crazy. That's great. Well, here's a question. Here's a good question. Why has Jamie Dimon sold $150 million worth of stock? Leon Black, $173 million worth of stock? Mark Zuckerberg, $638 million with the Walton family, $1.5 billion. And Jeff Bezos just sold $8.5 billion in stock. Wonder why they are all selling off their stocks. Could it be the economy is about to crash like a plane without any fuel left, or maybe an open door or a wheel off? Well, I can bet something's up. But the most brilliant guys in the world in terms of stocks are selling off that kind of dough. That should wake you up, America. So here we go. Let's bring it home. So what do we do when we get to let people in from different cultures? Where is life? Where life is not as valuable, women are not respected from a different society. They don't understand our rules. They don't understand our culture. They don't preserve, or they don't feel that life is precious like we do. They take life for granted. For instance, the Ibarra brothers, typical example. Members of the Venezuelan gang. We just let them around the country, flew them around on the Biden dime. Well, no, it's not his dime. It's his policies, our dime. Arrest them when they commit violent crimes under Biden, we let them go. Arrest them again, we let them go. Until they commit such a horrendous crime, such as the murder of Lake and Riley, and now we keep them in jail. Isn't that great? And it's Lake and Biden, not Lincoln Biden. Riley. You babbling bobblehead, right? What an idiot this guy is. I just, it's Lake and Riley, Joe. Say the name, okay? Seriously. Put it in your teleprompter next time. Have your handlers write that down for you. You know, I have a lot of respect for the office of the president, but I'll tell you, it is going down real quick. We need to wake up. We need to get our heads back in the game. And by the way, what we're not paying attention to, we still have not solved the supply chain crisis. Been to any of your stores lately? A lot of empty space there, huh? Why? I wonder. Well, what's not stolen, they can't get in stock. Because the Biden administration lied to you. Remember Joe Biden said, I fixed the supply chain? You didn't fix squat, dude. Nothing. You go try to get your drugs at the drugstore. Oh, we don't have that in stock. Why not? We're America, right? Gee, I wonder. It's because most of our drugs come from China. Why are they not made here? We need to get our stuff back together. China can kill us by just cutting off everything we buy from them. We'd be dead in a week. Cheap TVs and the rest of it, we'd be dead in a week. We couldn't solve our own problems. So I'm tired. I really am tired of the Biden administration talking about kitchen table issues. Because quite frankly, they don't even know what a kitchen table is. They have all these butlers and all these servants. So these bloviating fools should just shut up. I'm getting tired of it. This country's in deep doo-doo. And we necessarily are needing a change of presidents immediately, if not sooner. Because you know what? I don't think we will survive. Okay? So now here we go. Yesterday, now they're getting high profile. The border czar gave up on that. So now Kamala finally appears. Thank goodness. That we had her on milk cartons for a while, and now we could take it off. So the Kamala No Action Committee, so this was pretty rich. Yesterday, Kamala Harris goes to an abortion clinic telling us that they have no right to tell someone what they can do with their body. And these are the same people who want to take your rights away with the Second Amendment. So how do you square that? How do you figure that one out? They want to take away your personal rights when it comes to you being able to defend yourself. But when you want to go get an abortion and kill somebody in the eighth or ninth month, that's okay. You know, they tried to pin down Gavin Newsom. Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know which is which because he doesn't know which end is up either. But we're trying to pin him down on it, whether or not he would outlaw eighth and ninth month abortions. And he never answered the question. Never, ever, ever. That was a history. But I don't get it. You want to give people the right to kill people in the seventh and eighth month when they're viable infants, but you won't give people the right to defend themselves from the crime that you're allowing, the crime that you're bringing to this country. We got enough of our own problems, by the way. I'm not looking at it as we don't have any problems. But let me just tell you something. There are two combatants for the president of the United States in 2024 at this point. Okay? All stops are out. The devious and relentless are the Democrats in the pursuit of holding on to power at any and all costs. Watch for the next part of the drama equation. You think you're going to find a way to shut America down? Watch. I'm watching for that. Okay? Today's, by the way, the Ides of March. Just thought I'd point that out to you, give you a little history today. The Ides of March is a historical term referring to March 15th in the Roman calendar. In the ancient Roman calendar, the Ides of March, the middle of the month, it was a significant date in Roman religious and administrative calendars, often associated with religious observances and settling of debts. So, what happened on the Ides of March? Julius Caesar, in 44 BCE, he was assassinated on that day by a group of Roman senators, including Brutus and Cassius. They stabbed him. Interesting. The Ides of March, huh? It's just taken on a much broader cultural significance now. It's a sense of foreboding and impending doom. So I caution America. This is the Ides of March today. It's often invoked as a warning. It's against a betrayal, an unexpected misfortune. So watch it. Pay attention. The phrase has become a metaphor for any day of significance, often associated with dramatic and pivotal events, like the downfall of society, perhaps. You know, I talk a lot about things in this country that I think sanity needs to come to. And one of them is the justice system is out of control. Our justice system is out of control. And it needs to be fixed. We need to bring back some sense of reality to it. Because you cannot have injustice. You cannot have a standard for one guy sitting next to another guy who has a different standard. Because quite frankly, that's not justice. That's not two-tiered justice. That is injustice. Injustice must be stamped out. And the only way to do that is to get rid of the guy in charge right now. Whoever you want to vote for, find somebody else. He's not the guy for America. And I still think that they're going to take him out at the convention. Something's going to come up, and he's going to be done. It's going to be finished. I just cannot see Biden as our next president, because 20 minutes after he takes office on January 20th, it's going to be President Kamala. So be careful, America. Don't listen to the rhetoric. Watch when you go to the supermarket. Watch what you pay. This has been Mark the Shark. For Bite of Reality, I want you to have a great week. Despite everything I talk about that depresses you here, this is still America. We may still come back. Have a great week, and thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.